film open next week, that is guaranteed to provoke controversy. There's also talk it could bring an Oscar nomination to Kevin Bacon. The movie is called The Woodsman, and Mr. Bacon plays a man on parole who has served time for a sex crime. But some may consider that crime unforgivable, and the kind of ex-con Mr. Bacon plays irredeemable. It's difficult material for audiences, and for the first-time director who took it on. Iris Mann reports.
After 12 years in prison, the main character in The Woodsman takes an apartment across the street from an elementary school, gets a job in a lumberyard, and spends most of his time alone. A co-worker with whom he begins a relationship, played by Kira Sedgwick, asks what he did. He pauses.
I molested little girls. Twelve years in prison is no joke.
How young?
Between 10 and 12. Once a 9-year-old told me she was 11, once a 14-year-old told me she was 12. I was asked how old they were.
What did you do to them?
It's not what you think. I never hurt them. Never.
This is not exactly the kind of film you'd expect to open on Christmas Eve. But director Nicole Cassell thinks audiences who do go will get something out of it. She did when she first saw it on stage.
I was drawn to it because of my experience as an audience member when I saw the play. I felt really just profoundly affected, and it stuck with me, and I couldn't get it out of my head, and it just felt like an important story to tell.
She was still a film student and had never made a full-length feature, so she wrote a screen adaptation on spec to convince playwright Stephen Fechter that she could do justice to his story. They share writing credit on the film, but she faced another obstacle.
The challenge was finding a team that would back me. You know, it was hard to find a producer because of a first-time director. You know, I don't think there's a worse stigma in this industry than being a first-timer.
Unless, of course, your film is about a pedophile. Still, she managed to land the producer of Monster's Ball. And Kevin Bacon not only takes the risk of playing the lead, he's also one of the executive producers.
When I, you know, sign on to a movie like this that I will be doing as a labor of love, you might as well go all the way. You might as well really get involved. You might as well be involved in as many of the decision-making process, much of the decision-making process as possible, including, you know, looking for the money and casting the movie and editing and marketing and all that kind of stuff.
Bacon says his first reaction to the idea of the story was probably the same as the one potential viewers will have.
I think that we have very, very strong, visceral reactions to this offense. I think that it brings out more anger and a vicious response than almost anything. And I'm a parent, and I'm the same way.
Bacon says nothing in his own life helped him connect to the character. He wound up drawing on the sense that everyone has something they're ashamed of in their lives. And he describes his character as a man who's initially in denial about his condition.
He feels as though he's done the crime, he's done the time, and that whatever happened is in the past and it's behind him. I think that he feels like he is the victim, and he is sorely mistaken about that. I think he feels like he doesn't have a problem anymore. There's some scenes of him in his psychiatrist's office, and he doesn't want to be there. You know, he thinks it's a waste of time.
Walter, what did you do while taking naps with your sister?
Nothing.
Did you touch her? Did you take her clothes off? You take your clothes off?
No, this is bull.
I'm only asking questions.
All right, I'm going to tell you just to shut you up. I've smelled her hair.
What else?
Nothing. That's it. I just like smelling her hair.
Bacon's portrayal accurately captures the essence of what is called a regressed pedophile, according to psychologist Michael Gerson. Dr. Gerson, a professor of psychology at the California Lutheran University, is one of the few in his profession who treats pedophiles.
This is an individual who basically has difficulties relating to peer groups, people of his own age, and then when it comes to issues of intimacy and closeness, regresses to younger children where they feel more compatible and more comfortable. And that was actually, as I saw it, depicted fairly clearly in the film, and again, well. The other aspect to this type of pedophile that was shown in the film was that they're in great conflict over what they do. Now, that's a very important factor because many pedophiles are not.
Gerson explains that the prognosis for these men is not encouraging. There is a high recidivism rate among them. He's impressed that the film is careful not to imply that the offender will be cured.
I thought that he was portrayed as a suffering human being, which, you know, I think is appropriate. And there was no miraculous transformations that were taking place. This was clearly an individual who was going to continue to suffer with his impulses and his desires. And it would very likely get worse before it gets better.
And Kevin Bacon's character does struggle. At one point, he strikes up a conversation with a young girl who's bird watching in the park.
You tell me your name and I'll tell you mine.
Robin. Yeah, like the bird.
How old are you?
12.
No, you're not.
I will be in 3 months. I can't wait. I hate being 11. It has to be the stupidest age in the world. What's your name?
Walter.
Do you have many friends?
No.
Bacon says he wanted to make this man ordinary, not the monster most would expect him to be.
Monsters are from folklore. They have horns, or they are green, or they have, you know, crazy eyes, they drool or whatever. And knights in shining armor or superheroes can go and eliminate them. That would make things a lot easier. These guys are human beings. To me, that is so much more chilling and disturbing than the idea of monsters. Time and time again, you read about it. They say, he lived right next door. He seemed like a fine, he seemed like a normal guy. I had no idea.
Bacon is quick to point out that The Woodsman has no gratuitous scenes, but it doesn't have a happy ending. And for those who are debating whether to see this movie, filmmaker Nicole Cassell offers one more caution. She wants audiences to leave the film conflicted.
I want them to just talk. You know, that's all. I don't want to tell them what to feel. I refuse to tell them what to feel in the film. I refuse to give any easy answers or any easy way out. And I'm not trying to push my point of view. I just hope that it encourages people to talk about a subject that has been taboo for so long.
The Woodsman takes its title from a fairy tale. He's the character that saves Little Red Riding Hood. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann in Los Angeles.